Eighth Perek of Zvachim, first Mishnah, Kol HaZvachim Shein Esalva B'chatoyis HaMesis. You have a bunch of korbanos, 100 cows, 1,000 cows, and one of them is a chatas HaMesis, which means a chatas which, because of something that happened to, let's say the owner died, you have to kill it, or let it die. So now we have a problem. Every chatas you're taking out of this, maybe it is the one who's kosher, maybe it's the one which is supposed to die. So generally we say go batel baroiv. Over here we have various reasons why we don't say it. It's balei chayim, etc. Or b'shar niskal, or one of the things that got mixed into these zvachim was a animal that had an ox that had to be stoned because it gored somebody or the like. Afilecha b'riba yamusa kulam. Either it's 10,000 kosher ones and one not kosher one, they all have to die because it's not button. Nisava b'shar shenevda b'aveira. It's the same thing as it was in Nisara with a shar that didn't have aveira, which is possible to be brought on the mizbeach. It was aveira means that it was involved in some type of relations with a man or woman. Oh, so this is not a niskal, it's not going to get a death penalty because we only have one aid over here that he killed, but still it didn't have or pi bailam, or the bailam admitted, or it was nisar be roiv and nirva. So that's an example of the nevda b'aveira, right? That's like we said before, that had relations with a human being. Oben muksa was set aside for avodah zara. Oben neven was served, it was worshipped as avodah zara. All these are asurim. Be'esnan b'mechir, or esnan means it's an exchange for a zayna. This was given to the zayna as an exchange for her services. Or it was somebody bought dogs with this animal. All these animals are possible. Or be'kilayim, it's a kilayim of two different animals. Ube'trefa. Yetzidofen means that the animal was born in a natural fashion with a cesarean. All these are possible korbanos. Yiro achi istovu, you wait till a mum, they all get a mum, and then you machu. So in other words, in the first case, was a case that it was in desire with something that's supposed to be killed. So we see a chiddush, not only they're all not bottom, then not only is it not bottle, but they all get the din of this animal that they have to be killed. Whereas over here, you can't use it. Whereas over here, the psul was a type of psul that you wait for the psul to get a mum, and then afterwards, you could sell it. And then you buy with the choicest of the ones that got mixed in for that type of korban. So in other words, if I need to make a korban, and I'm not sure which animal is the one that's supposed to be the animal that's supposed to be a korban, we take the most expensive value of the different animals that were mixed together, and we mechayiv him to bring that as a korban. But once again, not the animal itself, but with the value of the animal. What happens with zochim when nesar b'tchulin, which were not yet made into hektish? Yimochu achulin letzochi oisa min. And also, you have to sell the chulin also for that min. In other words, if a chulin got mixed into a bunch of oilas, so you sell the chulin to someone to be an oila, and then you can shech the mulas oilas. Okay.